次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
能够来到你面前去敬拜你。
We come to you to worship you.
求主，通过你的话语去教导我们怎么去敬拜你。
May you teach us how to worship you through your words.
你知道你可以在我们的敬拜里面得到喜乐。
You know you will be pleased with us in our worship.
我们也得到满足。
And will feel content.
愿意今天的经文去改变我们的生命。
May today's verse change our life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最近在考虑怎么可以讲一个讲题呢，是跟崇拜是有关系的呢。
Recently, I was considering to give sermons regarding worship.
那么我就思考圣经里面有哪里的经文是讲崇拜呢。
So I'm thinking, what are the Bible verses that talk about worship?
最后我就想到诗篇。
And finally, I thought about Psalms.
因为呢，诗篇是记录个人还有团体敬拜的诗歌。
Because the book of Psalms records the individual and collective poems.
那么呢，我们读过诗篇的人都知道了，诗篇里面包括我们敬拜每一个元素。
If you read the book of Psalms, you know it contains all of the elements of the worship.
包括赞美、感谢、认罪、祷告。
Including praises, thanksgiving, repentance, and prayers.
还有呢，神律法的教导。
And also the teaching of the law of the Lord.
所以呢，所有这些东西呢，你都可以从诗篇里面找到。
So all of those, you can find them in the book of Psalms.
那么我就希望在未来三次的讲道里面呢，从诗篇里面学习怎么去敬拜神。
So I plan that in the next three sermons, we'll study how to worship the Lord from the book of Psalms.
那如果你看诗篇的时候呢，它总共有150篇。
So if you look at the book of Psalms, it contains 150 Psalms.
我们已经找不到这个后面的音乐了。
We cannot find the music.
但是呢，我们却有这个歌词在我们手上。
But we do have the lyrics.
我们还发现呢，其实诗篇呢，一百五十首诗篇呢，不是无论的放在一起的。
So we also know those 150 psalms are not randomly put together.
比方说呢，你会看见呢，诗篇是分开五卷的。
So as you can see, it contains five books.
每一卷呢，到最后的时候呢，都有一句呢，赞美神的话。
And each books.And it's concluded with praises.
所以呢，不单指的是，所以呢，他这个编辑诗篇的人呢，是经过了很详细的考虑，他才这样子编出来的。
So the psalmist, after the careful consideration, they put them together intentionally.
还有呢，我们发现呢，诗篇的第一篇跟第二篇呢，可以说是，诗篇的序言。
The Psalm 1 and 2 can be viewed as the preface of Book of Psalms.
换句话说，如果诗篇的中心就是敬拜神
，If the focus of the Psalms is worshiping the Lord，
那么第一跟第二篇就教你怎么去敬拜他。
Then Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 teach you how to worship.
所以呢，我希望呢，今天我们回归圣经，去看看我们应该怎么去敬拜神。
So today, let's come back to the Bible and to learn how to worship the Lord.
我们先从诗篇第一篇里面找出神最关心的在敬拜上面是什么事情。
So let's go to Psalm 1 and to find out what the Lord cares the most. When it's come to the worship.
那我们知道呢，敬拜跟崇拜，其实你可以说是同一个字，一个是动词，一个是名词。
As you can see, the worship and the service, actually refers to the same word. One is a noun and the other is a verb.
那如果你要留意呢，现代，特别是美国人的教会里面，他讲到敬拜的时候，他最关心的时候是什么事情呢？
Have you noticed that, for the church nowadays, when it comes to the worship, what are the most important thing people care about?
你会找到很多书呢，是讲到啊，我们崇拜的时候唱什么诗歌啊？
So you find many books talk about what psalms should be sung on during the worship.
是传统的诗歌还是现代的诗歌呢？
Is it the traditional songs or the contemporary songs?
教会里面会讨论，崇拜的时候呢，要用钢琴啊、风琴啊，还是可以弹吉他、打鼓呢？
So church may have a discussion on whether we use the piano or play the guitar, or can we beat the drum?
还有呢，他们会讨论崇拜的时候可不可以举手呢？可不可以跳舞呢？
They also may have a discussion on whether we can lift up our raise up our hands or dance during the worship.
那么这些都是呢，如果你去基督教的就是这些 bookstore 的书局里面呢，你会找到很多这样子的讨论。
So you can find many of those discussions at the Christian bookstores.
但是如果你看诗篇的第一篇的时候，你发觉呢，其实这个神最关心有关敬拜的不是这些事情。
But if you read the Psalm 1, you'll find the most important thing that the Lord cares about worship has nothing to do with what we just talked about.
神对敬拜最关心的东西呢，其实就是敬拜他的人。
The most thing that God cares about is the people who worship Him.
但是圣经不是说你要穿什么衣服来敬拜他。
The Bible doesn't mention what clothes you wear when you come to worship the Lord.
是应该穿西装啊，还是可以穿 T 恤、jean 啊、牛仔裤啊这些，可不可以呢？
Whether you wear the suit or jeans or T-shirt.
你看诗篇第一篇的时候，他讲到敬拜者的时候，其实他的重点就是讲到两个不同的人生。
So when it talk about the worshippers, it focuses on two different kind of lives.
简单来说，他告诉你有一种人生是有福的，有一种人生是有祸的。
And he simply mentioned one life is blessed life, the other is a cursed life.
所以让我们想到了，其实，我们真正敬拜神呢。你可以说不是用唱诗歌来敬拜神的。
So you can see when we truly worship the Lord, we're not worship Him using the psalms.
也不是呢，你每一个礼拜在星期天这个时候来才是算是敬拜神。
Nor it is you come to church and worship Him on weekend.
神是希望我们用我们的一生人来敬拜他。
God wants us to worship Him through our lives.
这是神真正蒙神喜悦的一个敬拜。
That is a worship that truly pleases the Lord.
所以呢，今天的讲题呢，就是用生命来敬拜。
So today's title is to live is worship.
那诗篇呢，第一篇是用我们人生呢，就好像一条路一样。
Tells us that our lives is like a path.
那特别一章第六节里面呢，就讲到了两种人走过的路。
So, especially the verse 6 talks about the path two different type of people take.
那我们知道呢，在中东里面呢有很多沙漠。
We know there are many deserts in the Middle East.
那么有很多呢。这些游牧民族呢，走过这个沙漠以后呢，就会留下他的脚印在这个沙漠上面。
Many nomadics, after they walk through the desert, they will left footprint in the desert.
第一到第三节，简单来说，他就告诉你，一个艺人走过他的人生的时候，他会留下怎么样的一个脚印呢？脚印呢？
The verse 1-3 tells us, what a footprint left by the righteous.
艺人有什么特征呢？
What is the characteristic of the righteous?
所以呢，我们先来看第一点呢，就是义人的脚印。
So let's first look at the footprint of the righteous.
第一节他说不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
And verse one is walk in step with the wicked. Blessed is the one who does not walk in steps with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers.
诗篇告诉我们，人生就好像一条路一样。
Someone tells us, our lives is like a path.
那么你经过这条路的时候呢，有很多不同的小站在中间路。
When you are on this journey, there are many stops.
那么人就要在这个这些地方里面做他的选择了。
And then we need to make our choice at different stops.
其实呢，从我们从小长大到现在，我们都不断在做选择。
From young to old, we are making choice all the time.
那你小的时候呢，你能够做的选择呢很小了，你父母给你的选择呢很小。
When you are young, there are not much choice you can make. Your parents made it for you.
但是你知道，有一天你上大学的时候呢，你的选择就多了。
But once you go to the college, you need to make a lot of choice.
你会选你的本科啦，你会将来你会想你的职业啊，你要住哪里啊，你的配偶是谁啊，所有这些东西你都要选啊。
You need to choose your majors, your career.And when you go going to get married, and
将来你会生孩子，生了孩子你又会想啊，怎么教他们呢？你怎么用钱呢？你的时间呢？这些都是我们在人生里面你会遇到的选择。
And you have children, and how you are going to train them, raise them up, and how you spend your money.
但是圣经就提醒我们。你的选择呢会改变你的方向。
And Bible tells us your choice will change the direction of your life.
第一节里面不单只告诉我们人生有很多的不同的选择。
Someone not only tell us there are many choices in our lives.
他告诉我们你在你的人生的路上你会遇到不同的人。
And it also tells us you will run into different peoples.
其中你一定会遇见的就是这些恶人、罪人跟亵慢人。
Among them, you surely will meet the people that are wicked, sinners or mockers.
那一般我们想到恶人的时候，你想到什么人呢？
So when we think about the wicked, what kind of people?
就是 OK， 就是这些做伤天害理的大奸大恶的人呢。
There are those people who are very evil and who did commit the crimes.
但是在圣经里面呢，恶人的定义不是这样子。
But the definition of the wicked in the Bible is different.
圣经里面讲到恶人呢，是讲到这些不信耶和华的人。
The wicked in the Bible is for the people who do not believe in the Lord.
或者有一些人呢，他口头上面说他是信神，但是他生活出来却是一个没有神的一个人。
Or the people who say they believe in the Lord, but their lives does not reflect that.
罪人呢，就是指这些呢。有意或者无意犯罪的人。
The sinners are those who intentionally or unintentionally commit the sins.
亵慢人呢，就是讲到这些喜爱纷争，嘲笑义人，或者 漠视神和他的律法的人。
The mockers are the people who likes who are contentious and who mock the people and who do not follow the law of the Lord.
那所以，我问你了，恶人、罪人、亵慢人里面，你觉得哪一种人最危险呢？
So I ask you, among the wicked, the sinners and the mockers, which one is the most dangerous?
恶人的举手啊！我有一个哈，罪人的你觉得罪人最危险
？The sinners raise your hand.
亵慢人呢？亵慢人哦，大家都觉得亵慢人。
Oh, you think the mocker is the most dangerous type?
那我同意小光啊，我觉得呢，就是这些恶人最危险。
I think the wicked is the most dangerous type.
他危险的地方呢，就是你不知道他是恶人嘛。
The danger of the wicked is you don't know, and they are wicked.
他就好像那海底下的这些礁石一样。
They are like the reef under the ocean.
你看不见他们的。
You can't see them.
很多这些光明的基督徒的时候也是一样的。
Many nominal Christians are like that.
他可以坐在你旁边一同去敬拜神。
They can sit next by you and worship the Lord together.
但是这些人的信仰不影响他们的生命。
But their belief does not have impact on their lives.
所以当他们生命要面对一个选择的时候呢，这些人呢，圣经说你不要跟他们一起，用他们的计谋。
So when they are facing making the choice, and the Bible tells us not to take their counsel.
因为这些人呢，他只是一个挂名的基督徒。
Because those people are just nominal Christians.
他们的提议往往不合圣经的。
And their counsels does not align with the Bible.
我们有的时候会听见一些，一些人这样子讲。
Sometimes we hear people say this.
许多基督徒都是这样子做啊，你为什么有问题啊
？Many Christians do that. What's wrong with you?
你知道呢？我们教会里面有一些家庭送他们的儿女去学跳舞。
You know, there's families in our church that send their children to dance.
然后有的时候呢，他们星期天表演。
And sometimes they have performance on Sunday.
那么我就告诉这些父母，你告诉你的跳舞老师说，我们基督徒星期天要去敬拜神，不去跳舞。
And I told those families, the parents, you tell the dance teacher, we are Christians, we don't go to dance performance on Sunday.
你知道这个老师最后怎么回答我们教会的父母
？Do you know what did this teacher tell the parents in our church?
他说：“这个也是基督徒父母了，他也来哦，他的，为什么你们不可以来呀、啊、
？”And the teacher said, "Oh, this one is also Christian. They can come. Why don't you?"
所以呢，当我们听从这些恶人的计谋的时候呢，我们就会慢慢离开神的道路。
So when we take the advice of those wicked, gradually we'll depart from the.Path of the Lord.
我们会停下来，站在罪人的道路。
We'll stop and stand, in the way of the wicked.
罪人的道路就是讲到一个罪人的人生。
The way of the wicked is a life of the wicked.
他们的一个生活的方式。
And their lifestyle.
最后呢，如果我们跟这些罪人站在一起的时候，你最后会坐在亵慢人的座位上面。
So if you stand with the wicked, and you will sit on the seats of the mockers.
换句话说，你会认同这些亵慢人的价值观。
You will agree with their values.
你会成为他们的一份子。
And you will become one of them.
义人的脚印呢？圣经说却不是这样子的。
But the footprint of the righteous does not like that.
他们的人生是会拒绝犯罪。
Their life is to reject the sins.
在他们每一个人生的决定里面，你都会发觉他不从恶人、罪人跟亵慢人他们的人生观。
In every decision they make, you can find they do not follow the lifestyle of the wicked sinners or mockers.
因为第一节里面呢讲到这些义人，其实他其中一个特点呢，就是呢他们会远离罪恶。
One of the characteristics of the righteous is they depart from sin.
我们呢不可能一面活在罪中，一方面去敬拜神。
We cannot live in sin while we worship the Lord.
有一阵子呢，我们成人主日学呢叫在教昼夜概论。
Once our adult Bible Sunday schools teaches the introduction to the Old Testament.
那么呢，讲到先知书的时候呢，神就提醒我哈。就是神呢很严厉的对以色列人说，你们所献的许多祭物与我合一，公绵羊的燔祭和肥畜的自由我已经够了，公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血我都不喜悦。
Yeah, in book of the prophet, God point out seriously to the people.The multitude of your sacrifice, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats.
在马拉基书里面呢，他又讲了神说，甚于你们中间有人关上殿门，免得你们陶然在我坛上笑火。万军之耶和华说，我不喜悦你们，也不从你们手中受那供物。
Also in the Malachi 1:10, oh, that one of you would shut the temple door so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I'm not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands.
为什么神会这样子讲呢？
Why did God says that?
因为神说，做罪孽又守严肃会，我不能容忍。
Because God says, I cannot tolerate sin-stained celebrations.
所以呢，当时教完这个主日学的时候，我就了解，你不能一方面犯罪，一方面去敬拜神。
So then I understand after I taught the Bible Sunday school, you cannot worship the Lord while you live in sin.
那么有一次就开车在图书馆里面出来。当天呢下很大的水。
Once there was a big snow, I came out of the library.
那么我把车退后的时候呢，我的这个 bumper 就划坏了我旁边的一个车子。
In the parking lot, when I reversed my car, my car scrapes the car next to me.
那么我就下车看看，觉得也不是很严重啊。
So I got off my car and then look at the scratch. It's not that big.
我还那么就决定离开。
I decided to leave.
还有在想，从前人家都是这样子待我，也没有陪我啊。
And I thought people did that to me before. They didn't do anything.
那么就开车离开这个图书馆。
And then I drove away.
去到红绿灯的时候呢，就想起这个先知书所讲的话。
When I stop at the red light, I remember what the prophet says.
那么又把车子开回去这个图书馆，写一个字条放在这个车子上面。
And I turned back and left a note on that car.
就请对方打电话给我。
And I asked the car owner to call me.
最后就赔了300块哦。
And I paid 300.
我知道是没有人见到我做这个事情。
I know nobody saw it.
但是我知道神见到我。
But I know God saw it.
神说我不喜悦恶人、罪人跟亵慢人的敬拜。
Because the Lord said, I do not delight in the worship of the wicked sinners and mockers.
义人的脚印不单只是拒绝犯罪啊。第二节讲到呢，他喜悦耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便会有福。
The footprint of the righteous not only depart from sins, they also delight in law of the Lord.
你有没有发觉呢？第二节呢，这个写诗的人呢，我们说很唠叨，重复讲同一个意思的话。
Have you noticed the verse 2 is kind of nagging? They repeatedly mention the same thing.
为什么他不直接说，喜爱耶和华的人就有福呢？
Why didn't it just simply say, blessed is the one who loves the Lord?
我想很多时候我们都可以口头上面说我爱神。
I think most of the time we can easily say, we love the Lord.
特别如果你好像当时的人，他活在以色列一个敬拜神的国家，你怎么可以说不爱神呢？
Especially for those people who live in Israel, it's a nation that worships the Lord. How didn't you say you don't love the Lord?
这些人也不敢不来敬拜神呢。
They dare not to come to worship the Lord.
我想这个就是为什么第二节好像一种重复的一个感觉。
So I feel it's the verse 2 is a repetition.
他说，其实他告诉我们，一个真正爱神的人呢，他一定会喜欢神的律法。
It tells us a person who truly loves the Lord, and for sure, and he will love the law of the Lord.
当他喜欢神的律法的时候呢，他会昼夜去思考。
When he loves the law of the Lord, he will meditate day and night.
那昼夜的意思就是24小时。
Day and night means 24 hours.
思想这个字呢，其实是本来是来形容啊，这些动物，好像吃东西啊，它平常的一种声音。
The meditate is a word, and the animal when they eat the.When they eat, they will make a sound.
所以呢，他是形容一个喜欢神律法的人呢。当他思考神的话的时候呢，他可能会背诵神的话，他会发出一些声音。
So it says the people who loves the law of the Lord, when they meditate on those words, they will make the sound.
他会背诵这个神的话语。
They will recite and memorize God's words.
你会发觉很多喜欢神的人呢，他平常讲话的时候，他也会引用神的圣经的话。
Have you noticed the people who love the Lord often in their conversation they will quote God's words?
他们思考神的话的时候呢，是为了去要遵守神的话。
When they meditate God's word, it is because they want to.They want to follow God's word.
因为我们刚刚已经讲到，在你人生上面，你会遇到很多不同的选择。
We just mentioned that you will come to the point of make a lot of choice in your life.
在你人生里面也有恶人、罪人跟亵慢人会影响你的决定。
And in your life, there's a marker, sinner, weakers. They will influence your choice.
那么你怎么知道你应该怎么做决定呢？
How do you know, how do you know that you make the right decision?
其实就是不断的对比圣经的教导跟你的选择。
It's simply just comparing the Bible's teaching to your choice.
就好像呢，圣经提醒我你。不可以刮花了人家的车就简直跑去啊。
Just like the Bible remind me, you cannot run away after scratching other people's car.
所以呢，义人留下的脚印就是他会喜欢神的话。
So the footprint of the righteous is they delight in the law of the Lord.
如果你觉得你是一个爱神的人，你应该也有一个表现，就是你每一天会喜欢看圣经。
If you are a man who truly loves the Lord, there you should love the words of the Lord.
你会把你的神的话用在你的生活上面。
And also you will apply the word of the Lord in your life.
我最近看尼希米记的时候呢，我发现呢，第八章里面呢，他三次谈到喜乐。
Recently, I read Nehemiah. I found in chapter 8, it mentioned the joys three times.
第十节讲到应靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
The verse 10, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
但神的喜乐从哪里可以找到呢？
But where can you find the joy of the Lord?
十二节里面他又讲到众民大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Verse 12, then all the people went away with great joy because they now understood the words that has been made known to them.
但是这些人不单只明白神的话，他们也遵守神的话。
But those people, not only they understand the word of the Lord, they also follow the word of the Lord.
所以十七节就讲到呢，当他们坚持去遵守、去守节的时候，他们就大大喜乐。
So verse 7, it says, when they follow the word of the Lord, their joy was very great.
这就是我们刚刚念诗篇第一篇第二节的这个意思。
That is the meaning of the verse 2 of Psalm 1.
就是当你爱神的话的时候，你会思考神的话。
When you love the word of the Lord, you will meditate on them.
那么你明白以后，你会遵守。
Once you understand, you will follow.
当你遵守的时候，你就会经历神，顺服神的喜乐。
And when you follow, you will experience the joy.
这个从神而来的喜乐会变成你的力量。
And the joy coming from the Lord will strengthen you.
这个人是一个真正有福的一个人。
And that man is a truly blessed man.
艺人所留下的找人第三个特征呢，就是呢，他会得到一个屹立不倒的一个福气。
The third characteristic of the footprint of the righteous is it's a blessing that never tumble.
第三节里面呢，形容这个艺人呢，好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Verse 3 describes the righteous like a plant, a tree planted by the streams of water.
那我们知道中东的天气是很热的。
We know the weather in Middle East is very hot.
在中午的时候呢，这个温度可以超过120度。
So at noon, the temperature could reach pass 120.
有人告诉我，你可以在石头上面煎鸡蛋的。
Some people tell me you can make scrambled egg on the rock.
但是晚上呢，它的天的这个温度也降得很低，可以会结霜的。
Yeah, at night the temperature will drop and there will be the ground will be covered with frost.
全年里面呢，可能十一个月都不下雨。
And all year round, and there's no rain in 11 months.
但是如果它一下雨的时候呢，就好像洪水来了一样。
But when it rains, it could cause the flash flood.
其实，在这样子的天气里面，如果你是在中东的一个植物，的确是很难熬的。
So for a plant in the Middle East, and in such kind of weather, it's very difficult.
其实我们人生也是好像一样。
And it's the same with our lives.
有的时候你人生可能很平顺。
Sometimes your life is very smooth.
但是突然间生病了。
But all of a sudden, you are sick.
不单只生病了，还失业了。
Not only you are sick, you lose your job.
你就失去你的经济的来源。
And you lost your financial support.
或者你家里面的小孩长大，突然间就改变了。
Or your children grow up, all of a sudden they changed.
他跟你的关系本来是很好的，现在就不跟你讲话，好像敌人一样。
They used to have a good relationship with you, but now, you are just enemy to them.
你面对这样子的冲击的时候，你怎么面对你的人生？
How you with such the attack? How you face your lives?
但是圣经说，义人呢，他的福气是屹立不倒的。
But the Bible said, the righteous, the blessing of the righteous, is they will never tumble.
因为他好像一棵树，栽在溪水旁边。
Because they were like a tree planted by the streams of water.
他的根为，长得很深，长在神里面去，神会供应他，他会神会安慰他。
They are deep rooted in the Lord, and the Lord will comfort them and strengthen them.
我们知道沙漠里面呢有很多植物。
We know there are many plants in the desert.
如果它突然间下雨的时候呢，这些野花就长出来，很漂亮。
And after rains, there are many wild flowers, very beautiful.
但是我们知道，这些花早晨长起来，可能晚上就凋谢了。
And when we know those flowers, the blossoms in the morning, and the withered at night.
雨季过后的时候，你再找也找不到它们。
And after rain, you couldn't find any trees of them.
但是圣经说，义人不是这样子。
But the Bible says, not so with the righteous.
我们好像一棵树，树是不常见到它开花的。
We're just like a tree, and tree rarely blossom.
但是圣经说它是按时结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡它所做的尽到顺利。
But the Bible says, that the person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do, prosper.
这个就是神应许义人的这个不倒的一个福气。
That is a blessing God promised to the righteous.
我们现在呢来看看恶人所留下来的这些脚印是怎么样。
So now let's look at the footprint of the wicked.
第四节讲到恶人并不是这样。
Verse 4 says, not so the wicked.
换句话说，其实恶人的人生就是一个不蒙福的一个人生。
In another word, the life of the wicked is an unblessed life.
义人跟恶人的人生呢，好像两条路，就是完全相对的，分开的。
The lives of the righteous and that of the wicked are two different paths.
很多人以为啊，你信神不信神，你的人生都是殊途同归。
Many people believe, whether you believe in the Lord or not, and all the lives eventually come to the same destination.
圣经神明明地告诉我们，义人跟恶人的路完全不一样。
But the Bible clearly told us the lives of the wicked and is different from the lives of the righteous.
第三节告诉我们，义人的人生是蒙福的，但是恶人他的人生却不是一样。
And Bible teach us the life of the righteous is blessed, but not so with the wicked.
因为为什么？因为恶人的人生是一个过眼云烟的人生。
Because the life of the wicked is an empty life.
第四节讲到，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
Verse 4, not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away.
糠秕就是长烧了这些谷的壳。
The chaff is the covering of the grain.
你收割的时候呢，你可能呢会见到一大堆的这些糠秕。
At the harvest time, you might see a pile of the chaff.
但是呢，它是很轻的，风一吹就不见了。
But they are very light. After the wind blows, they disappear.
因为它们没有根，不能承受这个风吹。
Because they have no root, and they cannot withstand the wind.
我几年前呢见过一个。在互联网上面，的一个短片。
Several years ago, I saw a video on the internet.
他就讲到一个很有钱的，你可以说亿万富婆的，他去医院。
It's talk about a billionaire, a rich woman, who went to the hospital.
然后呢，这个医生就告诉他，你是末期的癌症，你回去就是安排你的后事呢。
And the doctor told her, you are at the late stage of the cancer, just go home and plan your funeral.
那么这个富婆呢，就哭得很厉害。
And this rich woman cried out loud.
那你见到地上呢，都是她手袋里面的钱。
And you can see the monies, and that are the money in her purse. He threw them into the sky.
他就说，我有钱呢，为什么你不医我？
She said, I have money. Why didn't you heal me?
为什么这个富豪在社会里面会，我们说，忘形无忌的过他们生活？
And those rich people, they can do anything they want in society.
但是呢，当他们面对死亡的时候，他们却是简直害怕。
But they are so afraid when they face the death.
因为虽然他们心里面说人死是灯，好像灯灭一样。
Although they said, when a person dies, it's just like the lamp was get put off.
但是其实他们心里面知道，不是这回事。
But no, it's not like that.
因为圣经说，上帝的事情人所能知道的，远显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们显明。
Because the Bible says, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
换句话说，很多人口硬说。世界没有神的。
In other words, many people are very stubborn. They said there's no God.
但是他心里面其实是知道有。
But in their heart, they know there is God.
他还知道呢，就是按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And they know that as people are just destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
为什么人这么怕死啊？
Why we are so afraid of death?
因为他知道，他一生人忽略了神，将来过不了神的审判。
Because they do not know God and they cannot pass God's judgment.
所以呢，这个也是在他们这些恶人的第三个特点。
That is the third characteristic of the wicked.
就是他们通不过神审判的一个人生。
Because they have a condemned life, they cannot pass the judgment.
第五节说，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会众也是如此。
The verse 5, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
那么你可以问了，那么你们基督徒不怕死吗？
You might ask, are you Christian not afraid of death?
你怎么知道你可以通得过神的审判呢？
How do you know that you will pass God's judgment?
我们知道啊。
We know.
因为圣经告诉我们，义人只有一种。
Because the Bible tells us there's only one kind of righteous.
就是因信称义的人。
That is the people who are justified by faith.
这些人呢，不是因为他的行为被此别人特别好。
It's not like their deeds are better than the others.
其实基督徒都明白，其实是我们本来就是一个罪人。
And Christian knows that we are indeed sinners.
所以我们才相信耶稣啊。
That's why we believe in Jesus.
希望耶稣去救我们。
And Jesus will save us.
因为我们这样子信耶稣的时候，耶稣就把他这个无罪的记录算在我们的身上。
So when we put our trust in Jesus, and He will, and the sinless record of Jesus will be accredited to us.
而我们的罪就算在耶稣基督的身上。
And our sins will be imputed to Jesus.
因为这样子，我们才可以通过神的审判。
Only by this, we can pass God's judgment.
所以一个因信称义的人是不需要惧怕死亡的。
So a person who is justified by faith, shall not be afraid of death.
你看保罗呢，他在腓立比书里面这样子讲，照 OK， 照着我所切目所盼望的，没有一件事叫我受愧，就是凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul says in the Philippians 1:20-21, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
保罗呢，在这里用了一个字，照常显大。其实这个是我们崇拜常用的一句话。
Paul used the word magnify the Lord. That is a word we often used in our worship.
比方说在诗篇里面呢，他说当称耶和华为大，其实就是同一个意思。
Like in the psalm, it says you magnify the Lord. It's the same thing, exalted the Lord.
所以保罗是指出他的人生，或者生或者死呢，都是敬拜神。
So Paul pointed out his life, whether by life or death, is to worship the Christ.
他说，因为我活着就是基督。
Because to live is Christ.
他的意思就是我为基督而活，神就会因此得荣耀。
What he means is, I live for the Christ, and God will be glorified.
我死了就有益处。
And to die is gain.
保罗的意思呢，他不单只说他不怕死亡。
What Paul means here is not only he's not afraid of death.
他还告诉我们，对他来说，如果他死掉，那么他就好像赚了一笔钱一样，得到益处。
He also tells us, his death is like he gained some money and he is benefited.
因为他知道他离开世界的时候，不单只他会通过神的审判。
And he knows after he departs from this world, not only will he pass the judgment of the Lord,
他会得到神的奖赏。
He also will receive the award from the Lord.
有这样子面对死亡的一个态度，就是一种敬拜。
Such attitude facing the death is a worship.
诗篇第一篇告诉我们呢，义人的早已呢是远离罪恶，喜爱耶和华的律法，得到屹立不倒的福气。
So the verse 1-3 tells us the footprint of the righteous are depart from sin, denied in the law of the Lord, and a blessing that never tumbles.
但是恶人的人生却是一个不蒙福的人生，是一个过眼云烟的一个人生，也是一个通不过神审判的一个人生。
But the lives of the wicked are an unblessed life, an empty life, and a condemned life.
但是问题是，我们活在这个世界里面，看人的结局的时候，看不到好像诗篇这样子讲。
But actually, in reality, in our life, when we look at the consequence of the people, usually it's not described. It's not the same as described in the Bible.
其实，如果你读诗篇，从头读到尾的时候，你发觉很多时候他们都说：“哎呀，这些恶人得福了，义人的受苦啊。”
But if you read the Bible, the Psalms, you will find, a lot of times the wicked got blessed, but the righteous are suffered.
所以呢，我最后想告诉大家呢，这个祸福的一个根据。
And so at last, I will talk about the foundation of blessing and cursings.
这个就是第六节里面呢讲到，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
That's verse 6. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
第六节是告诉我们，其实我们这个世界呢，是不是没有得罪的。
And verse 6 tells us this world is not a world without order.
世界是神在掌管。
The world is controlled by God.
如果神认识你的时候， 他就会知道你的路。
If God knows you, He will know the path of your life.
他会保护你的人生的路，他会带领你。
And He will protect you and will guide you.
但是如果你不认识神的时候，那么你就不在神的掌管底下了。
But if you don't know God, you are not under His control.
那么你就好像自己在碰运气一样。
But you are just in this world and find your own luck.
最后你只会灭亡。
And in the end, you will perish.
如果你给神时间的时候，你最终会见到好像诗篇第一篇的这样子的描述。
If you give God's time, and you will see what's described in Psalm 1.
我信耶稣呢，已经四十年了。
I believe in Jesus for 40 years.
那么呢，我可以说呢，这个是一个很好的一个阶段，我可以回头看看我走过的路。
This is a good stage that I can look back and look at the journey that I have traveled.
那么我就想问我自己，那你每天坚持灵修看一篇圣经，那么过了四十年的时候，你的人生会有没有分别的呢？
So that is I ask myself, if you regularly have daily devotion after 40 years, what impact will that have on your life?
那么刚好呢，去年呢，我就回去香港的时候，有机会回到我自己的教会里面，一同去敬拜神。
Last year, I went back to Hong Kong, and I went to the church, my home church, and to worship with the brothers and sisters.
那么我就见到这些四十年前跟我一同长大的弟兄姊妹。
So I met the brothers and sisters I knew in the past 40 years.
那么呢，我记得呢，当年呢，在团契里面呢，灵修的人呢，有三种。
I know there's three types of person whose devotion style are different.
第一种呢，我叫自由师。
And the first one is the freestyle.
爱读的时候就读，不爱读的时候就不读。
They read the Bible when they feel like, and they don't read it when they don't feel like it.
有一些人呢，我叫说就是零食，吃零食的这个方法。
Some people read the Bible like they are taking snack.
就是呢，可能每天读一节。
Maybe they just read one verse, one Bible verse.
或者呢，每一个礼拜其实可能他都不读圣经。每一个礼拜就是回来聚会的时候，就是他听神的话的一个机会。
Or they never read a Bible on weekday, and the only time they read the Bible is when they come to church to worship.
那么过了四十年了，我回到教会里面，我去见到我从前团契的弟兄姊妹。
So after 40 years, when I went back and met with the brothers and sisters in my fellowship group.
那么我就发现最后一种就是每天读一章的这些了。那么我就发觉呢，第一种自由食的，还有这些吃零食式的零售的弟兄姐妹，其实大部分过了四十年以后，我见不到他们再去教会。
The third type is the brothers and sisters who read the Bible daily, regularly.But after 40 years, I no longer see the people whose style is the freestyle or they just sporadically read the Bible.
大部分我见到的都是当时每一天有灵修的人，过了四十年的时候，他还是在教会里面。
So most people I met after 40 years are those people who regularly read the Bible.
四十年让我在信主里面遇到不同的困难。
So in the past 40 years, I ran into many difficulties.
我就发觉神的祝福真的可以保守我们的屹立不倒的。
I found that God's blessing surely will help us not to tumble.
特别呢，我有一个朋友，这次，他是从新加坡来的，也很多二十多年前认识的。
So I have a friend who came from Singapore, and we knew each other in the past 26 years.
那么去年呢，是我第一次再见面了。
So last year, I met him again.
我就问他，因为我知道呢，在这26年里面呢，他两次给，有一次给人裁员的时候，有2年没有工作。
So I know that in the past 26 years, he once got laid off and haven't found any jobs for 2 years.
那么我就问他，你当时的感觉是怎么样呢？
I asked him, how did you feel at that time?
他说不用上班，可以陪小朋友，很快乐。
He said, it's a good time. I don't need to go to work and I have time with my children.
我说你是你家里面唯一的经济的来源，你不担心吗？
And I asked him, you are the only financial support in your home. Haven't you been worried about that?
他说当年他在明州念博士的时候呢，就是他经历神怎么祝福他。
So he told me when he was pursuing his PhD in Minnesota, how God blessed him.
他说当时他读博士的时候结婚生孩子。
He said when he was at school, he got married and have children.
其实是一个很穷的一个人。
He was very poor at that time.
但是呢，生孩子的时候呢，一块钱都不用花。
He didn't have to spend a dollar for the childbirth.
所以呢，他就觉得从前神都是这样子带领我了，我现在没有工作，神也一样会带领我啊。
He said in the past God led me, and now I have no job. God will guide me.
我问他后来你找工作怎么样呢？
And ask him, what happened to you after that?
他说呢，去面试，面试过了6个月以后，这个公司，这个大学才打电话来说，啊，我现在要请你。So
he said he had an interview, but not only after, until 6 months after the interview, he got a phone call from the college.
圣经提醒我们，一人好像一棵树，栽在溪水旁。 但恶人乃像康卑，被风吹散。
Bible reminds us that the righteous like the tree planted by the stream of the water, but the wicked is like chaff that the wind blows away.
耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
你相信神的话吗？
Do you believe God's word?
如果你相信的时候，让我们过一个离开罪恶的人生。
If you believe, let us live a life that departs from the sin.
让我们喜爱耶和华的话语。
Let us delight in the law of the Lord.
你就会经历神给我们这个屹立不倒的这个祝福。
You will experience the blessing that you will never tumble.
神希望我们用我们的人生去敬拜他。
God wants us to worship him through our lives.
他等待祝福这样子的人。
And he's waiting to bless those who does so.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你祝福这些敬畏你的人。
Because you bless those who follow you, who worship you.
你等候这样子的人去敬拜你。
You are waiting for those people who come to worship you.
你也告诉我们这样子的人的敬拜是荣耀你的。
And you tell us their worship please you.
让我们也成为这样子的一个人。
Let us be like the person.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.